Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Merry whatever and happy drunken stuff. I just want to get that out of the way. Make sure everybody knows I'm feeling festive.
Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, you know, I don't know, whatever the heck it is. Like, I realize that Christmas is, what do they call it? A Christian holiday, right? And I'm not a particularly religious man, as far as dogmatic religions. I haven't joined a thing. I don't go on Sundays. I don't have a, you know, I'm here as a reverend because, I am, officially ordained as a minister in the Church of Spiritual Humanism, and our deity is reason and logic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but within that, there is no, like, you're not going to drive down the road and find, you know, the first church of spiritual humanism on the corner.
And you're trying to apply reason and logic to Christmas. So as a reverend of that, you're probably like,
well, and so, but at the same time, I'm not opposed to what people refer to as the spirit of Christmas,
right?
Which is like,
hey, that's the
be kind
thing
to people, right?
Right?
Don't be a dick. If there's people that you like in the world that are doing stuff for you that you admire or you like, or you want to say thank you in some way, like, give a gift,
right?
You know, there's
it's like slow it down time.
Yeah.
Slow it down for a couple days, just like
it's kind of like Thanksgiving puts me in that mood, right? Because
yeah,
I'm thinking about like all of the things I'm grateful for in my life, and it's no lie that if you adopt the attitude of gratitude, your life improves.
Absolutely.
I personally can tell you that. I was a bitter young man full of, you know, all sorts of something in vinegar.
Harump, harump.
You know, and I got into fights, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. But then, like, I sort of grew out of that because I realized that, like, there's better ways to spend your time, right? You know, doing that, you know.
The non-aggression principle probably just...
Well, when I woke up in my late 30s, if you will, and got rid of statism as a thought and realized that, oh, hey, this is just evil applied large, right?
That everyone has to pay into.
Yeah, it changed my life. So before we go on with the rest
of
the show.
What are we listening to? What is this show?
It is Free Talk Live. If you would like to call in, you can call 603-283-6160. It's a Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC, joining me tonight.
Not Nikki.
Steve Classic.
Don't you have a different name?
They call me Off-Grid Angie.
They.
Or as my first caller referred to me, the new chick.
The new chick, right. Yes. Welcome
not
back.
Nikki. That's great.
Yeah. Although, I believe you and Nikki share some background in, like, sort of the medical field, right?
Yes.
So if we need you for that reason, we could call upon you for... Okay, all right.
Call a nurse.
Otherwise, just sort of be yourself.
I like to call myself a new kind of nurse.
Oh, okay.
That's my... Yeah.
All right.
But she brought the keto cookies.
She did.
Yeah.
And that's
awesome.
That's... Yeah, I... Yeah. You know.
That's healthcare.
They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. The way to a man who's trying to avoid carbs is also through something. I want to remind everybody of something.
Wait, what's the start date?
Hang on. Oh, something's not happening.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you're right, Steve.
Right, I'm just trying to keep you on track here.
Captain's log, start date 12242023. I want to remind everybody of something.
Yes.
Little intro here.
Nice.
Nice
the lockdowns are dumb.
Dumb.
2 weeks or maybe three, the lockdowns are dumb.
Dumb.
The protest signs we bring, the lockdowns are dumb.
Dumb.
That's right.
That's great.
You can find COVID Carols, the three-song EP that I put out. I actually wrote the songs in 2020 in the midst of the lockdowns.
The cerveza sickness, yeah.
Yeah, the cerveza, the COVID, whatever you want to call it, the government's overreaction to something that that they not only created but unleashed upon planet Earth. And this was part of a continuation of something that Free Talk Live has been involved in. They had previously done something called the Chronic Carols. And this is somebody who was a free state sort of person, liberty-minded individual, had rewritten some Christmas songs in the key of marijuana. Right? And so, you know, Chronic Carols. And so when they would have their 420 protests in the wintertime and around the holidays, they would bust out these sheets for the crowd and hand them out, and everybody would sing the Chronic Carols. And so we had a New Year's Eve party here in the, we'll call it the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, during peak lockdown when you weren't supposed to have anything.
Oh, right.
You weren't even supposed, like
it
they
was
shut
the disco,
down,
right?
Yeah, they shut down live music, they shut down theater, they shut down movies, they shut down art of any kind, really, if you think about it, right? And so
and
we
everyone
were like,
complied.
Yeah, well, except us.
Right.
We had a New Year's Eve party at a building that was a former restaurant, you know, off hours, that kind of a thing. And everybody showed up. There were no masks. There were no, you know, that kind of a thing. In fact, there was karaoke going on there. We had two different DJs doing music. There was a little bit of a rave, I guess. Not a rave, but there was dancing.
There was a disco.
And it was catered and everything. Like, and there was a keg of, you know, some nice beer. And there were cocktails and wine being served and all that kind of stuff.
Normalcy.
And Ian Freeman, who is, well, now he's been kidnapped by the tyrant and is sitting in Merrimack County awaiting some bureaucratic crap to happen before they send him to federal penitentiary. Penitentiary?
Pentagon? Pentagon?
Jail.
Yeah.
Prison. He challenged me. He's like, hey, man, we did this thing with the Chronic Carols. I know you do parody music. I know it's late in the year. It was like, I don't know, November or something when he asked me. And he's like, if I, you know, said, hey, can you do some COVID carols? What do you think? And I'm like, see what I can do. Like 3 weeks later, done.
Right.
So we printed up these COVID carol sheets, brought them to this New Year's Eve party. And so in between everybody else doing karaoke, me and Mr. Freeman got up on stage and, you know, encouraged the crowd to, you know, handed out the sheets. And the crowd joined with us in the singing of these COVID carols. And so the next year, I just decided that I was gonna try and croon over them a little bit, right? Pull my best Lounge Against the Machine act.
Right.
You know, I'm not the greatest singer on planet Earth, but I think these are hilarious, so, like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to be a super critical guy, then, you know, F off. These are funny.
We have melody.
They're for
we can
fun.
Fix you.
These are fun, and you can find them at the kickassparodyproject.bandcamp.com. You can also find a link to it over at CaptainKickass.com. I'll post it. The cost for the entire EP is as much as you don't or would like to pay. So you can just download it for free if you know you can't afford it.
And if
you feel like paying something, go ahead. You want to give Captain a Christmas gift? That's how you go about doing so.
The CEO of the record company is not going to make a lot of money on that.
There is no record company.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess.
The thing about doing parody music, like these carols, I could probably put up as cover music, but it's impossible to get the original artist's permission.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're dead.
Oh, well, unless it's in public domain.
And also, I think these might be public domain, but still, most, we'll call them companies, who allow independent artists to self-publish won't allow you to do derivative work. Like, they don't have a license for that.
You can cover it note for note with the lyrics, but you can't parody it.
But if I change the lyrics up, which is technically a pastiche, or if I change it to where I'm making fun of the song, right? If I change the lyrics to where I'm making fun of the song, that's technically the parody.
It's like fair use.
All of which is covered under fair use. So, like, if I made videos for these, I could put them up on YouTube, claim fair use, and nothing would happen.
Right.
right?
If you change some of the notes around, maybe.
But to get them distributed as, like, MP3s to where, like, you've got it on your app, you know, whatever your music at, your sound, whatever it is, your catcher, whatever it is you got, they won't do it because...
Big Tech will shut it down?
Well, they don't even allow. There's not even a category for you to choose if your song is parody.
Call it spoken word.
Well,
call it news.
There's, like, there's things, like, they have people who review these things.
Oh, you know, like, they'll red flag you.
So, so the thing about fair use is that, yes, it's a valid legal argument. However, it has to be invoked as a defense. You can't just make something and go, yep, fair use. Right, you have to find somebody who's willing to put it on their platform first. Bandcamp is one of those platforms where they're like, "Yeah, you go ahead, put up whatever you want. We don't care." Okay. You know, and if somebody tries to sue us far out, solid, right on, we'll invoke the defense at that point.
Gotcha.
Or I will, because Bandcamp will come to me and be like, "Hey, what's going on?"
We're taking it down.
Like, "Oh, yeah, it's fair use," you know, and that kind of a thing. So, and it'll totally stand. Like, I have no doubts at all based on previous parody music having been public, especially with Christmas carols. Like, that it's not even that big of a deal.
And what's the worst case? Would they take all of the money that you made on the parody songs? Like, the millions of dollars you've made?
I mean, I don't even know if I've made a nickel, right?
Right. To
be fair.
4 cents.
Like, these have been online since December of 2021. So a couple of years, and I know there have been downloads because I'm, you know, I can monitor. They send me an email when something happens or whatever. Right. You know, every month they're like, "Hey, here's your performance on our site," and like, "Oh, great," you know. But if you want to listen to these things, I'll put a link up in the Free Talk Live web presence, wherever that may be, Mastodon, Twitter, etc., and so on, so you guys can enjoy those as well this holiday season. Are you guys celebrating? What are you doing? I mean, we're here right now, but I mean, like, tomorrow, what do you know?
My kids are coming over.
Okay. That's good.
Just, and we're probably going to have a big bonfire. I've been storing up a lot of, kindling wood all over the place. So, going to move it far away from the house and light it up on fire.
Set it on fire.
Set it on fire, fire, fire.
I
tonight we got a lot of water. It's raining outside.
I have to say, I started this year. I had some work done on the house, and I installed a. Well, I didn't install it. I paid some people to install a.
Now I'm paying those people.
A wood burning stove. It's one of these, glass front.
We just got one.
EPA certified.
Yeah, and you can take 20% off your taxes on that too.
Sweet.
Yeah. Top line deduction.
So, the place that I live in, the house that I bought. Only heats via electric. So it's got these electric baseboard heaters in. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been in there since 2020 when I bought the place.
Right.
And,
Liberty Electric? Is that who? Are they Liberty Electric?
Yeah, we'll get... Yeah, it is an electric
company. Very Liberty.
So it's a duplex, and both units are heated by electricity. I figured that I was paying most of that. Because I live on the bottom and there's an upper, and so heat rises, and so sure enough,
heated floors up there.
Sure enough, I talked to the former tenant because I had to have the place empty to do all the work on the house, that kind of thing. So the place has been empty. I probably won't rent it until like spring or something like that. Sure enough, I talked to the former tenant. He's like, "Yeah, we basically never turned the heat on unless we left the door open or the window was that kind of a thing, because the heat just rises from your apartment to ours." And I'm like, "Okay." So I did find that it was, I think, mid January of last year. There was a snow, and it was a big snow for here, a foot or something
or two,
and the power went out for. Like, probably less than 24 hours, but I'm calling it 2 days because it happened, sort of at the beginning, midday of one day, and I didn't get electricity back until almost the evening of the next day. So a 24-hour period over two different days, if you will. And as a landlord, you're responsible for, like, the heat of your tenants or whatever, right?
Yep.
Right. So what I did is I have one of these Mr. Heater buddies.
Propane.
Familiar with it. Yeah, propane.
Propane accessories.
Yeah. It takes the two little green grenades of propane that you buy.
Little Coleman 5-pounders.
Yeah, those are the ones. I also have the attachment that lets you run it to the the grill size to the propane tank.
20-pound tank.
So yeah, if you've got that, you know, you can hook into that. So I fired that thing up, and it was enough, at least, to keep my apartment warm. And, like, the tenants knew the power was out, but they never said, hey, it's cold in here. They never, you know. So, like, I didn't ask either. I just kept the bottom apartment, you know, a reasonable temperature. Right. I think we hit, you know, 68 degrees or something like that. And assuming all that heat just rose up into their apartment, they never said anything. You know, I think they, you know, had some flashlights going on or whatever during the power outage, but that was it.
Second floor living, huh?
That's so no harm, no foul. Yeah, if you're in a wintry climate and you're a renter,
take the second floor.
Take the highest floor you can possibly get to, because it will be warmer. All that heat is going right into your apartment, and yeah, it's free to you.
Then there's summer.
Now you're cooling all of that heat that's rising up into your apartment, and it's probably going to cost you more.
Make up for it in the summertime.
That's true. All right, we should probably get the show started, huh? Now that we
that was the preamble. Now that we got that out of the way,
we have like that was Beard Talk Live where we had the amble and the preamble.
Oh
yeah, so thinking of a different show.
Okay. The number one story.
Somebody recently referred to me. No, not even recently. Well, it was recently, and then again in the past. So twice now, someone has referred to me as the heavy metal Santa Claus.
I could see that, yeah.
And like, it, you know, I'll take that. You know, yeah. I've been called worse things by better people. You know, so like,
if you had the Santa hat on tonight, you would have fooled me.
Big old gray beard, jolly old man, you know, that kind of a thing going on. So I thought it was fitting that since it is the night before Christmas, that we talk a little bit about Santa Claus. Which, by the way, children, if you're listening,
close your ears.
Santa Claus is not real. It's your parents. They buy all the gifts, and they're basically lying to you.
But they love you.
But they love you, and that's why, you know, they fake that there's some other guy who's giving you gifts instead of telling you that it's from them.
Yeah.
Which you'll find out eventually, and then, you know, it'll confuse you, and you'll probably be upset.
But then you'll do the same thing to your kids.
Well, hopefully not, right? Well,
that's what I did.
Like it's one thing to, like, read a book to your kids about, like, the subject matter.
Yeah,
like, yeah, there's, you know, blah, 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 but it's just a book.
But it's fun being Santa Claus. When you become a parent, it's fun to trick the children.
I don't have kids, so...
Oh, I'm just telling you from my point of view.
And
sure
also, as a child,
would agree.
As a child who believed his parents, right, when they told him things like Santa Claus and, like, the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny and, you know, these kinds of things, right?
Yeah.
Because... who else are you going to believe, right? Who's the highest authority in your life?
Your
as
parents.
A child?
Parents, yeah.
And you believe them because they're taking care of you. They're feeding you. They're clothing you. They're, you know, wiping your ass or whatever it is, right? You know, and so, like, and if they go, yeah, there's this, you know, fat guy in a red suit and his reindeer, and they land on the roof and come down the chimney, and, like, you're like, well, we live in an apartment. There's no freaking chimney, right? Like logic kicks in.
Right,
you're
right.
I don't understand what's going on here, right? And then... you find out, like, not from your parents, right? You find out
at
from,
school,
like,
or something.
Yeah, some kid on the bus on your way home from school. And you're like,
hey,
and you come home, you're like, little Joey, you said Santa Claus isn't real, blah, blah, blah. And then finally they cop to it. They're like, well, like, I guess you're old enough for us to tell you Santa Claus isn't real. What? Santa Claus isn't real? Like, I mean, it was a traumatic experience for me as a child.
Yeah.
Right. Like the rug pull.
I don't think I was ever told.
The rug pull.
I was never told. It was just kind of, I assumed.
I think it was a sibling that
blew the whistle.
For me. It was like, I think it was, I have this vague recollection of sitting, like, in front of the tree, like, getting super excited about all the presents in the morning, and, like, every time I talk about Santa, like, my brother and sister just laughing and laughing.
You're still the one who's...
Wait, just
still believes.
Yeah, but then you were the dupe.
Yeah. Yes, I was the
other. They already knew.
Yeah.
And they were like, ha, 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 she doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about this lie. It's a lie. Stop lying to your kids.
Oh, it's fun.
Like,
well, now there's this whole elf.
Lying is not fun.
Right.
It's fun
to trick.
If you're doing all this stuff for your kids... you can get a little enjoyment out of tricking them. It's like dad jokes, but it's a Santa Claus.
No, dad jokes are funny, and also they don't lie to your children. Santa Claus is a lie. You're lying to your kids. That's all you're doing. And then when they find out he's not real, right? If they find out from a source other than you sitting them down and going,
then
okay,
they
don't
like the 5-year-old getting red pilled or whatever.
It's
what
exactly
they
what
the
it
color
is.
Of the pill? They're like, but, what else isn't real?
But what happens is, what happens is because they're children, the cognitive dissonance, the, right. the what's the other word
right.
for that? The
it's the only word I know.
No, there's another word for the cognitive
they're brainwashed
syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
Cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome.
Yeah.
When that kicks in, right? What it does is the next time they're confronted with a lie from authority, they actually will hold on to that lie even more tenaciously.
Really?
Because that syndrome kicks in. So
I've been lying to myself my whole life.
Interesting.
Like what I'm saying is, lying to your kids about Santa Claus equals reinforcing statism.
Wow. So then they'll say, well, 9/11, that wasn't real. Come on. Santa Claus, that's not real.
Yeah, imagine how many people would have to be in on it for Santa Claus to, like, not be real, right? Come on. Santa Claus is totally real. So anyway, all that being said, I thought we would start tonight with this from a website called the-express.com or Daily Express US, depending on, whatever. I don't know.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
But
me neither. Children watching horror. This is the headline. Children watch in horror as Russian Santa falls to his death.
Wait a second. I thought Santa Claus wasn't real.
In monstrous stunt.
Then he is real. So now he's dead.
Is real.
He is real.
He did try to actually get through a chimney. I want to know what the stunt is.
This is, at least judging on, there's a photo here, and it basically shows like a high-rise apartment building where like there's this person that apparently is clad as a Santa Claus.
Is he trying to Spider-Man up
he's
the apartment
up, you know how like the apartments have decks and they're sort of fenced in decks. He's hanging off of one
balcony,
of the fences.
The balcony.
Thank you. At the at least fifth story level here.
Ooh.
So
that's enough to really hurt.
The tragedy is described as a completely unpredictable incident by the residential management company that staged the event.
Ooh.
So imagine you're a manager of like a large apartment complex,
oh, no.
Not a small one, right? Like some apartment complex, and you're like, we got to do something for the holidays.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we hire a guy to dress up as Santa and climb, right? You know, or something, right? And this is part of your publicity stunt or your holiday festive,
right.
You know, thing that you're doing for your tenants or whatever.
And the assistant guy's like, are we insured for that?
Ah, don't worry about it. It's no problem. Yes, we've got triple O insurance. We'll find out what the man dressed as a Santa Claus didn't do and what was the outcome of this coming up. It's Free Talk Live. If you want to call, the phone number is 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Israel is declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip after conducting overnight bombings resulting in more than a dozen casualties in intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says that he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. The developments underscore the ongoing conflict's complexities and diplomatic challenges. This weekend is seeing crowded airports nationwide as last-minute holiday travelers embark on their journeys. According to FlightAware, there have been over 2,500 delayed or canceled flights in and out of the United States today, with nearly 600 additional cancellations. Chicago's Midway is experiencing challenges affecting about 40% of flights due to foggy conditions. The Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, anticipates over 39 million passengers to fly during this holiday season. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Second half, if you will. The telephone number, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Not Nikki.
I think the order is all screwed up.
I should have pointed. I should have been like, let's try this
all right,
again.
Take two. Captain, take two.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve, wait a second.
Wow.
All right, take three.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Go ahead.
In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
Off-grid Angie.
And Steve Classic. It doesn't work.
Did you forget who you were?
No, I know, but it just doesn't work. It's got to be like, and not Nikki.
Right.
No.
Right. I mean, I get that she's not Nikki. I think most people.
All right. We'll try it in the break, right. And then we'll do it top of the hour.
All right. We'll get our producers on that. We'll get you an acting coach. We'll get you a memory coach.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot to take my memory pills.
You can remember who the heck you are. Let's just start with actually saying something that we should say. You can join Liberty Mall. Liberty Mall.
Wow, Captain, take two.
Let's start by saying something we should say. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 13th through the 16th for the 8th annual Forkfest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has sold out in recent years. Forkfest happens the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost, and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room at Rogers Campground for June 13th through the 16th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms and the ForkFest forum. Links to all of those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there June 13th through the 16th, forkfest.party. The only other thing I would add there is ForkFest can be whatever it is you want. One year during the COVID, myself, Aria, who's also in jail right now, and another one of our sometimes hosts, Mushmouth Mike, because government had shut down art, you know, music, theater, all that kind of stuff, you couldn't go see a live show of any kind, right? There were no concerts. Right. So we decided, because ForkFest was going on, we decided that we're going to throw together a 45-minute set, drums and two guitars, right? I sang, right? We did a bunch of covers, right? We weren't particularly awesome, but we weren't bad either, right? We were all experienced at some level in our instruments. So, like, it came together relatively quickly. I think we had, like, a half a dozen, maybe eight practices before the actual show to get our set list together, to get everything dialed in and that kind of a thing. And we went and we defied the man, hurling a big middle finger in government's general direction, and had a live concert in a campground in the midst of COVID when everybody else was too chicken ass to do anything of the matter. So, but what I'm getting at is that ForkFest is what you make it. If you want live music, bring live music. Mm. If you want to just relax and chill, then just show up and relax and chill.
Right. Bring a taco truck.
It's up to you. Yeah. Do you want to cook stuff for people? Mm. Bring some cooking equipment. Bring some food. You know, that kind of a thing.
Bring your gold bags.
Yeah. It's what you make of it. And so every year that I've been to ForkFest, each year is slightly different than the previous year, because somebody will do something that didn't happen the year before, and then the following year, like, somebody else will do something completely different. And so it's always a new thing, no matter what year it is. And then the one year it was just like, well, we really did much of anything, but we all just hung out, right? You know, around the campfire and chilled and, you know, partook in, you know, whatever beverages and stuff of our choice and that kind of a thing. But, like, it was just, it's basically a party in a campground.
Yeah. ForkFest.party.
ForkFest.party. So, well, we were going to take a call, but the caller has dropped off, so we're going to take this other call. Let's go to, I believe this is Ricky on the Commonwealth. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Brother Captain, Brother Steve, Sister Angie. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
He's got your name, watch it.
No doubt.
Also known as Not Nikki.
How about Awesome Angie? No doubt.
I'll take it.
Double A.
So there you go. Double A. No doubt. I got it. No doubt. No doubt. Double A. You're old school. Anyways, that being said, you know, tomorrow happens to be December 25th. No doubt. And, you know, that was a very important pagan holiday until the Roman Catholic Church stole it. And then Santa Claus drank out of a Coke bottle, no doubt. And
wait,
you know what happened?
When Santa Claus drank out of the Coke bottle, was it the original Coke that had cocaine in it?
Yeah, I think so. 1800s.
I don't know. Actually, it didn't, because that was so brief, nobody even really got it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, that being said, but you know what also happened? It wasn't the first year, but it was the year after that Santa Claus drank out of the Coke bottle. You know what happened every year to date on December 25th?
No.
How about you there, Steve? You're a fountain of knowledge.
What happened on December 25th?
Every year to date.
The Coca-Cola commercial with the polar bears?
I don't know.
Nah, okay, well, that's all right. Here's what it is.
Wow.
The highest rate of suicide of any day of the year. And you know what also happened on December 25th, 1973 at 2:30 in the morning?
I was only 1 year old, so no.
Don't know.
How about you there, Brother Steve?
I have no idea.
Well, Ricky from the Commonwealth was born.
Oh, dang, I was just going to say that.
Wait, so I'm older than you?
Oh, I'm sure, Brother Steve. What a great way to end the year off with a lie, no doubt.
Hey, Santa Claus is real, okay?
Hey, it's a conspiracy, man. Actually, he's dead. No, the reality here. Now, it's funny because, you know, what a great way to start out a child's life, teaching them to lie, no doubt. You know, it makes you wonder how many of these people grew up to be politicians.
Right? Yeah.
You know, no, but really, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm confident. Now, most Christians don't read the Bible, and you're damn sure right that there ain't no Roman Catholics ever read the Bible. And catch me if I'm wrong, but we're not the big C running from Herod for two reasons. One, not only because of the firstborn, but something else called the Roman census. Maybe that's why we don't know his birthday. Maybe people only see what they want to see in the history books. What do you think there, Brother Captain?
I think that you should have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for the call.
Too many conundrums.
Sometimes that guy goes into depth that I'm just like I'm not following, but if I am following, I'm like, I don't care sometimes.
I mean, if he got into, you know, the Romans making up the New Testament to trick people to be calm instead of being barbarians.
By and large, my feeling about dogmatic religion, that is like attending a church service every Sunday and, you know, tithing into the plate that they pass around.
The head of state being the Pope.
And you've got, yeah, there's this complete hierarchy going on inside of the church.
It's organized.
With you know, like the deacons and all that kind of stuff and, yeah, whatever the different levels of, you know, involvement, whether it's voluntary or paid positions within the church. Like, as near as I can tell, religion is the first form of government. That is dogmatic religion.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't care what you believe, right? If you believe that there's a higher power that you call God, that, you know, blah, 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 whatever, that's fine. And if you want to get together with a bunch of people that believe the same thing as you, that's fine, too. It's when you start forcing it on other people, particularly children, without giving them the bandwidth to be objective about it as they grow up.
Children can't be too objective, I think. They have to form opinions.
That the onus is on the parents to make sure that the children form their own opinions, not based on what the parents are telling them, but based on all of the information that's available, particularly if you are religious.
Right.
Right, and I know that's a sticky wicket, and you can't count on parents to, like, do that, right?
Right.
You have to be an exceptional parent who's, like, thinking about the betterment of their child, going, okay, well, I believe this, but you don't have to believe that. In fact, here's a menu of all the different religions, and then, oh, yeah, there's other things over here that are, like, agnosticism and atheism, and here's the wide variety of beliefs that you could potentially choose from,
but you don't
as your own sovereign individual, and you don't have to choose from any of them either, right?
Right.
Like, most parents are going to do that, they're going to be like, well, in this family, we believe X, and we go to church X to attend sermon X with reverend or pastor or whatever X, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's how these things sort of perpetuate.
Mm-hmm. In this house, we believe that crickets are protein.
You will eat the bugs. All right, let's move on to more of your calls. I believe this is Gigi calling from South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live. GG, I can't hear you. Are you muted? GG going once. All right, GG, if you can hear me, give us a call back. We'll try and get you on the air.
She has the best sounding phone.
I was going to put her on first, and then maybe she's having phone problems. I don't know.
Yeah.
At any rate, we were talking previously.
You got a Samsung.
I really want to know what the stunt was.
The Santa stunt? Yeah.
Yes. We're waiting, Captain. We're waiting. We're getting off track.
Suspense is
how do you keep an entire nationally syndicated radio audience in suspense?
Take a couple phone calls.
Before you get back to the thing you mentioned a half hour ago.
Yep.
Children watching horror, just to recap for those of you just tuning in, children watching horror as Russian Santa falls to his death in monstrous stunt. A man dressed as the Russian Santa Claus, Grandfather Frost.
Oh.
So apparently everybody else calls him Saint Nick. The Russians.
Zelensky probably pushed him.
Grandfather Frost.
Stop.
Grandfather Frost was the victim of a monstrous misfortune, quote unquote, as he plunged to his death during a stunt for children.
Ah.
So
they believe Santa Claus was real.
And now
he's dead. Dude, Santa Claus is dead.
I saw him fall up.
Here, look at my video. Yeah. I got it on my phone. Yeah. I'm sure.
That was real
blood. It's on my TikTok. That red suit? Yeah, well, yeah, it was white when he fell.
But, I mean, if it hadn't gone down that way, were they going to buy into the fact that Santa, like, had a dream to be a stuntman?
This photo that they have in this article...
There's no video, is there?
I don't think so. But this photo that they have in the article kind of makes it look like Santa Claus is more like Spider-Man. Like, there's no sleigh with reindeer or anything like that. Although, I don't know what Grandfather Frost brings with him as the tale, right? This is the Russian version.
Teaching kids the dangers of free climbing?
Yeah. Maybe a little...
get a safety harness.
What's that name of the... it's a sport where, like, the people run and jump off of things. Not
parkour.
Parkour, yes. Thank you.
What?
Parkour Santa Claus is kind of what this looks like. A man dressed as the Russian Santa Claus, Grandfather Frost, was the victim of a monstrous misfortune as he plunged to his death during a stunt for children. The man, an experienced industrial climber, aged between 25 and 35. Like, you're a reporter. Figure out what his age was before reporting it. Don't be like,
somewhere between...
He looked like he might be within this decade.
So much blood we couldn't quite tack down. We couldn't get his wallet out.
I mean, this story isn't exactly long either, so like...
It's probably translated from Russian.
Yeah, maybe. In Soviet Russia.
Yeah.
Santa Claus...
Zelensky kick.
I don't know, something you... Anyway, he intended to stun children...
Well, end of story right there. The mission accomplished.
I'm sorry. He intended to stun children gathered around a Christmas tree by climbing down from a residential high-rise building.
God.
Like, okay, all right. So somebody's got a bunch of kids. They're like, come on, everybody, let's get around the tree.
Look, he's coming down the building.
Hey, everybody, look up. It's Santa Claus. He's
here he comes.
Pew! Bomb?
Hopefully he didn't hit the tree. I don't know.
An experienced industrial climber whose age is a mystery, apparently. But the amazing surprise turned into tragedy as the red-robed Grandfather Frost fell to his death from the 24th floor.
Oh,
yeah, that's... Isn't it? Christmas Eve, the 24th?
Oh.
24th.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some numerology tricks going on in there somewhere.
Ooh.
I'm not all woo-woo about numerology, but like, I'm just saying, man.
Floor.
Was it 9/11 when he fell? The climber who reportedly mixed up his safety ropes.
This one's a safety rope. This one's not a safety rope. Why would you have a not safety rope?
How do you? There's more to this sentence. I had to stop when I'm like mixed up his safety ropes. I'm like
rope roulette.
Wasn't there a Bugs Bunny cartoon where they're like in the airplane and they're handing out like parachutes,
right?
And then one of them's just got like silverware in it. Yeah, it's not actually a parachute. It's like, oh, I handed you the wrong bag. Sorry. The climber who reportedly mixed up his safety ropes crashed on a snow-covered structure on the first floor of the building, which spared the children from the sight of the body. To add to the horror, the man's wife and his young child were reportedly among those waiting for Grandfather Frost to complete the stunt.
That's awful.
That is terrible.
Come on, honey, let's go see Daddy do his job.
Yeah.
He's going to climb down. You know, when I look at him, we'll show you. It's Daddy. There he is. He's climbing down. Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, hon. That was. I hope we have good insurance.
we'll continue with this, but let's go to the phones and see if Gigi is here this time. Gigi. Something's going on.
And she's not back.
No.
Wait.
You were back, but you're not here. I don't hear you at all. You might have something muted. We've tested this, and it seems to be working, so. I'm sorry, Gigi. Merry Christmas to you, or happy whatever, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, maybe Ricky broke our phones just by calling. Thanks, Ricky.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't me.
Nothing but love, you guys. I love y'all. Except for maybe Scooter. Skeeter, whatever
Skeeter.
That bastard's name is.
I'm not sure that. All right.
It's Gigi calling
back. How
about back? Now? Hi, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. There you are. Third time is the charm.
Oh, well, I am charming.
Yes, yes, you are. What's on your mind, Gigi?
I'm intelligent. I have a gorgeous smile, big brown eyes, very, very kind-hearted, way too sensitive to a fault, and a big mouth. And easy on the eye, and a super cook. Hey, to all my fellow listeners and people who appreciate Free Talk Live's mission statement, which I know I do, and my husband does too, a healthy Christmas holiday, a wonderful Kwanzaa if you celebrate that. As a Jewish girl, I don't have to worry about any of these Santa Claus disaster stories. Nor did I as a child.
I wonder, like, did you...
We got another letter from Ian!
Oh, nice. I wonder, Gigi, did you, as a non-Christian, did you, like, spill the beans for other kids? When other kids were, like, expecting Santa Claus to, you know, come down the chimney and leave presents?
In my family, we have a lot of people that were and remain practicing Catholics, and thank goodness in my home and in my mother's family, and daddy's too, we were all raised not to make comments on Jewish, Catholic. We are cousins first, and I grew up celebrating communions, baptisms, Hanukkah, Christmas, Easter. We did everything as cousins first and foremost.
Nice.
Yes. But I can remember as a little girl of six in Miami growing up, my mother took me to the shopping mall. There was Santa, and I sat on his lap, and he said to me, "What is your name?" I said, "Gigi, where do you live?" "Pinecrest. What do you want for Christmas?" And I can remember, oh, my God, I remember saying, "I'm a Hanukkah person."
Hanukkah person.
And I said, "I get presents every night for 8 nights."
Nice.
And I remember I had my picture taken in color in this paper frame, and we brought it home. My mother put it in my room on my dresser. And when my father came home, he was a judge in the criminal court. I remember he said, "What did you do today?" Because I was on winter vacation from school. I said, "I told Santa Claus at the shopping mall that I'm a Hanukkah person." But anyways, it was quite interesting. The other night, Richie asked a question, and I thought about it, and I spoke with colleagues who specialize in criminal, white-collar, federal crime in both Florida and California. But I won't mention any of the names.
Sure, whatever.
Out of respect. Richie asked a good question. Can Ian get credit for the time he's currently serving at the county jail in Bowcowan? Am I pronouncing it properly?
Boscawen, yeah.
Boscawen, I beg your pardon. And Richie said, "No." Well, I found out quite the opposite. In order for that to happen, his attorney or attorneys have to file a motion and petition the court. So, there is hope for that.
Good.
Ian's letter was quite interesting, and Jeffrey and I had quite a chuckle. He wrote, this part was a riot, and I know you guys are going to crack up, because you're always talking about the importance of reading various publications and forming one's own opinion, but obtaining different perspectives. Ian wrote that there is no library, the computer access is exorbitant, the phone is exorbitant. However, a book cart comes around, and one of his fellow inmates gets a subscription to the Wall Street Journal, and he gets to read it. And I said, "Thank heavens for something." And he also said that the food is actually very good. They get salads, vegetables, and fruit.
Wait, it's the food is junk. Very good?
And he says he takes his mattress off of his bed, puts it on the floor in his cell, and reviews his yoga exercises yep. that he and his wife, Bonnie, have been doing together for many years.
Mm-hmm.
He said they keep the jail clean and warm. It's too cold to go outside.
That's not nothing. You know what I mean? When like,
hey, I was so happy to hear it. He said, thank you for all your letters. He wished me a happy birthday.
Aww.
He wrote that his hearing had been postponed.
Yep.
And he said, when I have my new location, I will write you and let you know. He also said, he mentioned Aria. He said, I hear she'll be getting out in the summer. I am not allowed to communicate with her because we're both inmates.
Right.
And that was essentially it. The rest was things about Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah. He also made mention in his letter he is not permitted to listen to that.
Right. Yeah, I actually found that out recently. That like
that stinks.
Like, it's weird because when they were holding him pre-bail hearings.
He could.
Yeah, they actually right. like allowed him to have like a radio, and Free Talk Live happens that's to be right. on a station that's broadcast
that's right.
you know, in that that's area, right. and he was able to listen to the show. And so yes. now that he's at the same place, he can't.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's post-conviction.
Right, post-conviction and federal, so they have to abide
correct.
By the federal laws instead of whatever the state laws are before
correct.
The trial.
Correct. And the answer to Richie's other comment regarding no federal facility in New Hampshire is not correct. There are several.
Really?
Yes. Huh. And his attorney or attorneys should put it, this is just a recommendation, not legal advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking as a non-practicing attorney in South sure. Carolina.
Hurry up.
Put it in writing.
GG, I'm going to put you on hold. Stand by. Stand by, GG. Stay right where you are. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. We'll find out the rest of what GG has to say, plus more Free Talk Live coming up.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.